Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to the program Islamic Upbringing. This is a program wherein we provide you with necessary information to be able to provide necessary grounds for your children to flourish and to attain perfection, which is the ultimate goal of Islam. Well, today in our studio we have with us Brother Miqdad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Brother Miqdad is a researcher in the Hafza Ilmi of Qom, who will be providing us answers on the basis of Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. A very warm welcome, brother.
Thank you so much. Jazakallah.
Brother, we have a question today that is very important, and we see that in many, many youth, and that's the quality of being self-centered. Is being self-centered a normal thing for youth? I mean, I see a lot of teenagers, they pay too much attention to themselves. Is that okay?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So, I guess the question is related to more relating to loving yourself in the sense that children or youth, teenagers like to, people would call it self-conceit as well.
Yeah.
Is another word used for this. So basically paying too much attention to themselves, and you find that they, if I want to make a cliche, they will spend hours in front of the mirror, for example, combing their hair, putting on perfume, make sure their clothes look nice, that they kind of pay very
more
much attention
about
to
themselves,
looking good, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So first and foremost, in itself, this is not a bad thing. Paying attention to oneself in itself is not necessarily a bad thing. This is very important to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go out and condemn your children or get angry at your children or even kind of make fun of them. That they're paying too much attention to themselves, because in itself it's not a bad thing. It's
okay.
A very natural thing that happens when you become at that age, and it's actually a very normal human trait to have as well, to pay attention to ourselves.
Okay.
The only difference is that adults have learned to hide it. We all are like this. We all love ourselves and have a lot of self-conceit, but we just have learned in our maturity to hide it. When
mm-hmm.
they become teenagers, they don't hide it. And so it's not a bad thing as such. When does it become negative? When does it become a concern for parents?
Yes.
When as a parent you should be really concerned? There's a few kind of symptoms, or you could say signs.
Okay.
One of them is when this leads them to be careless about others. That's very important.
Okay.
So the moment this self-attention or this self-conceit leads them to be completely careless of others. So it's me over others and me paying attention to myself at the expense of others. So the moment that is seen, then that could be a source of concern.
Okay.
Another thing is excessive attention to one's physical body.
Okay.
But this is in excess. So paying attention to how we present ourselves, that's very normal.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it becomes very excessive. So for example, you find youths going to bodybuilding. But
okay.
at a very heavy bodybuilding.
Mm-hmm.
Doing exercise and doing bodybuilding is fine. We find some youths would go into bodybuilding just so that they can show their body. That's
yeah.
going to exercise. They will take proteins, for example, going to a very serious and...
So here it's a matter of concern.
That's a matter of concern.
Okay.
Or for girls, for example, to dress up in an extreme way.
Okay.
Crossing the boundaries of halal and haram as well.
Mm-hmm.
These are matters of concern that need to be addressed.
All right. Well, you said that paying attention to your own self as a teen is not a problem in general. But when then this care about yourself becomes excessive or at the expense of others, it's a matter of concern. And there's also a matter of concern when youth pay excessive attention to their physical body, whether it's boys paying more attention to their body to show off the body, or whether it's girls when they are crossing the boundaries and kind of being less modest. Well, brother, I'll continue the discussion with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. We're talking when teenagers pay a lot of attention to themselves. Is that okay or not? Yes, brother, you said that paying attention to oneself, when that crosses the limits, it's a matter of concern. But as such, it's not a matter of concern.
So the reason why we said it's not a matter of concern when it's, or rather put it this way, paying attention to oneself is normal. You have to realize that the reason why Allah has created us in the way that we love to see our own success, mm-hmm. it's because we have a thirst within ourselves to reach perfection. This thirst is a very normal thirst. It's actually a very strong motivation for our own growth and our own journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in fact, I would go to the extent of saying that parents should actually encourage youth and teenager to realize how important they are.
Okay.
And how their goal in life should be very high. They should aim very high. Mm-hmm. And this requires them to say that you are important, and out of the love that you have for yourself, use it to
grow high. Explore yourself.
Explore yourself, explore your journey, explore your goal, explore the...
To attain perfection.
Understand how your goal is unlimited.
Yeah.
But you see, the crux over here is that at the same time as you mentioned this, you have to realize that, you have to tell them that, but you are not limited to a body. Right? Okay. So when we talk about paying attention to yourself, you want them to realize that there's more to just your physical body. And this is what you want to avoid, them going to the extreme of paying attention to your body at an extreme level.
Okay.
This is very important. So this is why the examples I mentioned, for example, they're more related to your youths or teenagers taking extra or more than extra care or more than extra attention to their physical appearance, which is something you want to get them out of it. But the motivation behind it, which is attention to your own self or self-conceit, into certain extent is a very good thing if it's directed, if it's channeled, if it's guided towards the right way. And this is why I say that it's very normal, and it's for parents to use that to drive the teenage forward. So the mistake that a lot of parents make is that they tell their children, that's a very haram thing to do, don't pay attention to yourself, that's arrogance, that's ujb, you have to be sincere, you have to kind of help others and put others before you,
mm-hmm.
which in its place is good, but this is not the kind of approach you want to have with teenagers. You want to tell them, no, on the contrary, you're very important. Allah has created you for something amazing, you have an amazing body, but you remember also you have an amazing soul, an amazing intellect. And these things can achieve. You can achieve amazing things with this. And so you want to have the same kind of communication, be on the same wavelength with the children, with the teenagers, and make them realize that this self-conceit that you have, or this self-attention to yourself that you have, this needs to be channeled to a higher goal and a higher purpose, which is very much possible. And this is a very important point. Always remember to speak with them with respect, give them dialogue.
All right, showing them that they are extremely important or they matter is important. So parents need to take care of that. They don't have to even be kind of parents. This is haram. This is not allowed. They have to show their children always that they are important. Brother, I'll continue the discussion with you after a short break. Dear listeners, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio. يا مقضي الخيرات
يا مقضي الخيرات إمام الصادق عليه السلام said, Allah will be merciful to his servant for his intense love for his child.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing from IRB English Radio. We're talking about teenagers who pay a lot of attention to themselves. Brother Miqdad, how difficult do you think it's for a mother to ask her teenager, like, not to pay excessive attention to herself? Who is herself, or like maybe her friends or someone in the society, is surrounded by those? Like, we have beauty clinics today, even if your lips are normal, still women, especially young girls, prefer to go and, you know, do all those injections to, I don't know, modify their lips, modify their cheeks and all. So is that okay, really, if your teenager wants to go for all that, all those modifications, even if they look normal?
Many times that you see, the reason why this happens is because of a kind of peer pressure that occurs within society. So society today defines perfection based on your physical appearance. And you find that the way social media works, the way the movie industry works, the way advertisement works today, the way even workplace works, you realize that society has brainwashed people to think that perfection lies in physical appearance.
Yes.
Everything rotates around how you look and mm-hmm. how you present yourself and how you talk and how you can behave in a social context using your physical beauty. In
True. Itself.
In women, even more to a greater extent, but even in men as well. And so this is what drives young girls or young boys as well to do things in order to match this expectation of society.
Yeah.
There's a lot of studies. I'm not talking just Islamic studies. I'm talking about research in the world of psychology, in the world of education, in the world of youth studies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the listeners are more than welcome to go on these very important articles, scholarly articles, research,
okay.
and to uncover how much society has destroyed the way we think related to our physical appearance. And social media, even worse, with the advent of selfies and putting photos of ourselves all across the internet, you find that it's become a massive challenge, not just for religious parents, but generally for society. The body image has become a very hot topic. And so the solution for us as Muslims, and generally for people, is to first and foremost realize that this mm-hmm. is a misunderstanding.
Okay.
This is a misconception that our perfection lies in physical beauty. Shah, it's a long discussion, so maybe perhaps I can leave this for the next session.
And, okay.
And shall we can wrap it up over here. And just to end, just put this across, that one of the things that leads girls and boys at this age to pay too much attention to their physical appearance is this social perspective that they have, or this idea and attitude that they've learned from society, that
yes.
body image is what leads one to perfection, which is not correct.
Yes, and that's thanks to social media for all that, providing that image and providing that kind of mindset in the minds of youth, not only in the minds of youth, in the minds of everyone, I guess, whosoever is using social media platforms. Thank you so much, brother, for joining us. Thank you so much, dear listeners, for being with us. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions for us or any suggestions, comments for a program, please feel free to contact us on EnglishRadio@irib.ir. You can also search us on our social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. In case you want to listen to our programs again, you can go back to our official website. That's www.parstoday.com. Until another session, fi aman Allah. God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest.